We're glad that you guys are here today. We got a special event just for us to really focus on Jesus. And so what I want to ask us to do is just give that everything, whatever it is, whatever distraction, whatever thought, let's just set that aside, give it to the Lord, and let's bring our attention to Jesus today. And we're going to pray here in just a second. Where'd Renzi go? Renzi, it's his birthday today. So I'm going to celebrate Renzi today. So, all right. Hey, welcome to those that are online as well. Sorry you couldn't make it in person, but we're glad that you can worship with us this way. Guys, let's pray and let's just celebrate Jesus. Amen? Let's do it. Father God, we love you. And God, we are grateful that whether we are outside, inside, wherever we are, God, you are here. And God, we are here to make much of Jesus today. We are here to celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God, I pray, Lord, that all of us will be able to set aside any distractions, to be able to set aside any worries or thoughts, or God, just give them to you. And our hearts, our minds, everything about us will go, and our all of our attention will go to you. So God, we pray, Lord, that you're glorified today. Help this be a special night. We ask that in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, we got a great little time for you. She's going to share scripture with us here in just a second. We got a little kids choir that's going to join us today. And Tim, I think you're supposed to sing with them. I'm not sure, but yeah. But it's going to be a special night. If you haven't already, go ahead and grab some candles in the back. We're going to light those later today. And we'll make sure we're safe with those. We've got special ones for your kiddos just in case. So let's worship.
Let's go ahead and stand and worship tonight. Disperse the gloomy clouds of night, and best dark shadows put to flight. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel. shall come to thee, O Israel. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel. Shall come to thee, O Israel. Shall come to thee, O Israel.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin. Appear.
the first Noel, the angels did say, was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep. Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel. They looked up and saw a star shining in the east beyond them far, and to the earth it gave great light, and so it continued both day and night. Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel. Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel. Then let us all in one accord sing praises to our heavenly Lord that hath made heaven, earth, moon, and his blood mankind hath bought.
Lord, we're just thankful for everything that this season stands for, Lord. It's just a chance for all of us that are believers and even those that are not believers. There's something special about this season, and it's all about you. It's everything to do about you and your birth, Lord, and you coming down to earth as a baby to redeem us of our sins, God. We're so thankful for that. In your name we pray. Amen.
Way to go. There's nothing like hearing kids sing. Amen? It's just good stuff. Hey, on the way out, I wanted to let everybody know, we don't have a lot of them left, but we got about 9 or 10 of those left back there. They're just, what are these called? Ornaments? It's a tough word. It's late at night. There's some ornaments back there. If you guys want one of those, just our gift to you. And also, if you are new to Authentic Life, if you're just visiting for this special event, we've got a gift back there for you. Gives you some information about us. There's a gift in there for you as well that we would love for you guys to have. But Merry Christmas. Hey, all right. This is one time a year I can get the congregation to, like, talk back to me, you know, like, Merry Christmas. All right. It's an amazing time of year, guys. I love Christmas. Anybody else love Christmas? If you don't, you need Jesus, man. I'm just saying, right? It's just a good time of year. It's a good time for family, for friends, for gatherings, for food, for traditions, for movies, for gift giving and singing. I want to hear from you guys here, just from the adults right now, okay? What's your favorite Christmas song? Just shout them out. Oh, Holy Night? All right. Silent Night? In my notes, it says if someone doesn't say it, you got to say it. So, Grandma Got Ran Over by a Reindeer. That's going to be later in our service today. We'll be good. So, have a good time with that. What about the kids? What's your favorite Christmas song? Rudolph? Noel? Just two. All right, that's good. Nice and short. Hopefully, Away in the Manger. All right. So, guys, all the things that we do at Christmas can be fun, be memorable, but tonight we gather to set everything else aside to celebrate the true meaning of Christmas, to celebrate the greatest gift ever, and that is the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Tonight, we stop and we reflect and we focus on the wonder of Christmas. Tonight, let's be reminded of who Jesus is and why he came and why that matters to each and every one of us. Guys, I'm convinced that when we do that, when we slow down and reflect on Jesus and why he came, I think we're going to walk away. I'm convinced that we'll walk away in awe of Jesus. During this season, it's easy for us to get too distracted, isn't it? It's easy for us to get too busy, to get too overwhelmed, that we can simply forget or we can lose sight of why we celebrate in the first place. And what I'd like for us to do tonight on this Christmas Eve night is to look at a famous passage in the Bible found in Matthew chapter 1, and we're going to look at verses 18 through 25, and we're going to see who we celebrate and why. The words will be up on the screen. You can pull out your phones. There's Bibles in the back, but we've got it all taken care of for you. But we're going to see why we celebrate. Earlier, Tony read for us Luke chapter 1, and we were introduced to a young woman named, kids, help me out, a young woman named Mary. All right, I said kids, all right. But Mary's just going about her day, isn't she? She's going about her day when an angel of the Lord, Gabriel, comes to her and lets her know that God has chosen her to be with child, right? She is going to carry and give birth to the Son of God. And church, she's quite confused, and she says, how can this be? Right, I have not been with a man. She was a virgin, and the angel tells her, says, hey, we've got it all covered. Right, the Holy Spirit is going to come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you, and you will become pregnant. And she says, let it be. And the angel tells her that she's going to bear a son, and she is to name him Jesus. Now, before we get to Matthew chapter 1, it's important for us to know a few things about Mary and about the culture. You see, the Bible tells us that Mary was betrothed. Say that word with me, betrothed. Betrothed, we don't really use that word anymore. It doesn't really fit our culture. Some of your Bible translations might actually say engaged. It's not really, it's just